Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy NFL Divisional Playoffs weekend to you. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers, 23-10. Okay, so they will be faced in Seattle. So that's going to be awesome to see. Seattle and San Francisco. I'm going for Seattle in that. I like San Francisco. I said this morning, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, I said if Coach Carroll and his Seahawks play San Francisco, I'm going for Seahawks. If the Cam Newton and the Panthers would be who I would go for. So I am on many of you all. I'm with many of you. I like the San Francisco 49ers, so I don't have anything to say. But I'm getting confused almost because I'm hearing that they're going to the Super Bowl, and I'm like, wait a second, they got to play Seattle next week. The 19th is when we'll know who's going to the Super Bowl, right? Or am I wrong? Maybe I'm missing it all. But congratulations to Seattle. My Who Dat Nation had a wonderful season. Wonderful season. Coach said it was a tough ending. True that. But a great year upon the return of Coach Sean Payton. This was a fantastic super year. You know, a super year for the Saints and the Who Dat Nation. And so it might have been a tough ending, but it still was a successful year, a very successful year for the Saints. We just need to work on games more. You know, we just need to work on the road games and just work on and everything will work itself out. Next year we'll be going to the Super Bowl, right? Most definitely. And I believe the Cowboys will definitely, a lot of teams are going to be restructuring and rebuilding. But the NFL period, it's been just an awesome year for those of us that love football and love the NFL. It's just been like an awesome season. So just been sending a big shout-out to the NFL, period. You know, all the teams, because they definitely have done a great job this year, and we cannot wait to February 2nd for the Super Bowl, because it's going to be fantastic. And remember, the Super Bowl, you don't have to plug Prince. Prince will be on New Girl. It was his idea. He contacted New Girl, said, hey, I want to be on your show. You're one of my favorite shows. So Super Bowl Sunday, Fox TV, we will be seeing Prince also. Really debuting. This is his first time performing on acting on a comedy, a sitcom. And so, you know, Prince is an actor, and so this will be his first time acting on a sitcom during, you know, prime time. So that's real cool. So can't wait for that also. And Bruno Mars, of course, performing halftime. That should be awesome too. But thank you for tuning in and taking up the show today. So the glow. I tweeted to Ryan. I can't wait to see what he's wearing. Why he and Juliana are asking everyone, what are they wearing? Who are they wearing? Ryan always pulls out a
best tuxes. And usually they're Burberry tuxes. And you got, and most of the guys are. Very seldom you hear the guy, it's getting better. Very seldom you hear the questions going toward the guys. But the guys like to tell and like to promote and show off who they're wearing too. So they're probably doing more of that this year. But I can't wait because Ryan is always dressed to the teeth and head to toe. I can't wait to see me and Juliana as they talk to the celebrities and the superstars on the red carpet in preparation for the Golden Globes. And also I like to channel surf to the other networks like TV Guide and, of course, the NBC does the red carpet right before the show. But it's just amazing to see the preparations and all the details that E! News always provide to us to see. But thank you for tuning in. They were talking NFL playoffs and simple hot topics weekend talk.
Yeah.
sounds so good, Third Eye Girl, Prince and his band, Minstrel Cycle. So next week, Sunday, January 19th, we will be watching the 49ers versus the Seahawks at 5:30 Central Standard Time. And also we will be watching whoever's playing the Patriots, either the Chargers or the Broncos next week. And I'm looking at the scores. Seahawks defeated the Saints 23-15, and the 49ers defeated the Panthers 23-10. Very similar scores. And the Patriots, of course, defeated the Colts 43-22. And is we will find out soon what will happen with the Chargers and the Broncos. So this is a very exciting time for us, for those of us. So some of us that aren't even sports fans love this time of year. Because it's just amazing. Some of us only watch the halftime show. Even when our favorite teams aren't playing. Let's see. I'm checking out FB schedule. I love that website. You can go straight to everything and see everything of the itinerary remaining of the NFC Championship game Sunday, January 19th, and like I said, on Fox, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Central, San Francisco 49ers at Seattle Seahawks, CenturyLink Field in Seattle. So that will be the NFC Championship game. So we need to find out who's going to be playing for the AFC Championship game, but we definitely know the Super Bowl 48 will be February 2nd at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fox. The AFC champion versus the NFC champion will be playing on February 2nd. So the NFC championship game is scheduled for next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. So the 19th, we're going to know. Next week, we're going to know. Who will it be? San Francisco 49ers or Seattle Seahawks, Patriots, or who? You know, who? So who will it be? So it's going to be very, very, very exciting.
Seriously. Saw you kicking it with another girl. You was all wrapped up around her waist. Last time I checked, you said you left the dirty world. Well, it appears that wasn't the case. Hey, I see you're undercover like the CIA, snatching little wigs from another bouquet. That's French. I guess a man's only good for a rainy day. Maybe you're just another beauty lady at the cabaret. Brave child, who even saw you in the past before we saw me? Nothing like you ever lasts for eternity. I got the receipt, baby. Where's the guarantee? Forgot, fake as a Christmas tree. You never kissed your lips, bearded lady. Ooh, wee, baby. Break it down. I wish I never kissed your. Doesn't raise a blaze to memory. Everybody step right up and come and see the bearded lady. Take me up to G.
Yeah.
the girl who was all wrapped up around her waist. Last time I checked, you said you left a dirty world. Well, it appears it wasn't the case. Hey, I see you undercover like the CIA.
Son of the house.
No more rainy days. Just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another.
Unholy, Casey Meech. Uncle Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion, big shout out to him. His music is so amazing. Remember back in September when we talked with him and he broke it down, you know, where all of his songs come from, but I love the story regarding Unholy. I definitely need to listen to Unholy. It sounds very the opposite, very holy to me, very spiritual to me. Right before the show came on, I tuned to, I did not see both the beginning and the end of the game between San Francisco and the Panthers, because a documentary caught my attention on the History 2 channel, H2, here in Jackson, channel 116 with Comcast. And it was a documentary about the history of Christian exorcism. And it was very interesting. So we get an opportunity to check it out. Very interesting, very interesting. The history of Christian exorcism. So I love documentaries and I love history. And that was definitely a religious history, a documentary regarding religious history. Very amazing. I need to watch it again. It's very good. Maybe we should talk. That should be a good topic in the near future. Maybe invite the ministers, preachers, prayer warriors who have dealt with that and people who deal with the paranormal to talk about demonic possessions and stuff like that. You know, when I first premiered the show, I loved talking about topics, different topics, UFOs and the place of the ways of UFOs. Also, we should talk more about other things, mysteries and experiences like that. Because we have to really be prepared to discuss topics of that sort and have experts available that can really provide the proper answers regarding topics of that sort also, right? Right, exactly. Now, tomorrow morning, the show is going to be exciting. And it's going to be the topic of the city of New Orleans. I thought we would be talking about the Saints, you know, winning a game on yesterday also. But they had a great season. You know, really they did. And those of you, if you're fans of the New Orleans Saints, if not, you know they had a good season. And also, the Panthers had a great season. One of the announcers mentioned, hey, you guys started at 1-3, and look what happened. Look how far you came. To me, the Cowboys had a good season. They had a pretty good season. The Detroit Lions, they weren't bad. Reggie, which surprised me yesterday, working with the Fox guys yesterday. So that was amazing to see Reggie. I wonder if Reggie goes back to the Saints. I just wonder. It's a good question, isn't it? But he's been doing a good job with Detroit Lions. So if that's a match made in heaven, you know, don't want to mess with that. But that's amazing. But the Saints, New Orleans, tomorrow will be the entire city. The topic in need more time. But I'll only be touching the tip of the iceberg. So any of you who would like to call me and talk about New Orleans, because I used to frequent New Orleans a lot, and I haven't been since before Katrina, since the 90s, honestly. And that's a city I love, like I love Dallas. And I'm looking forward to returning next month. So I'm trying to get as much research and sign out and talk and reconnect with friends. I can't wait to see some of my friends I haven't seen in a long time, and also connect with my listeners and online friends that I just cannot wait to meet in person next month when I go to New Orleans for the NBA All-Star Weekend. That'll be also the kickoff weekend for the Mardi Gras celebrations and Valentine's weekend. So, I mean, New Orleans is a romantic city to me, and I know to many of you also. So we'll definitely be talking about the attraction of the New Orleans is one of the biggest tourist attractions in the country, and of course, I'm not going to be proud. So we'll be talking about business and tourism. Also, many people relocate to New Orleans, to that area. Millions of people travel there annually, and they just, matter of fact, the Business Bureau, they had a meeting this past Wednesday, and so I'll be talking about that. And also, I received the current guide from New Orleans Online, who also, you know, with their permission, used some of their images to promote the show also. The picture that you see with Coach and I, that's from 2008. I show that picture a lot because they practiced here from 2006 to 2008 for three summers. the New Orleans Saints practice here in Jackson, Mississippi at Millsap College campus. And 2007, 2008, I was a regular there at the camp like many others. Many people drove up to New Orleans and attended the camp, which is so amazing. So they were getting their facilities renovated and upgraded to the state of our facility that it is. So I don't want to go on and on, but tomorrow that's what we'll be talking about, the city of New Orleans. So what I was saying, New Orleans Online sent me a new guide on yesterday. They have a new guide for 2014 now. And so I'll be sharing some information also from the new guide to 2014. And those of you that spent Christmas there, I know you had a wonderful time. But the Christmas guide was just filled with so much information and so many events. But I really want to see and plan my itinerary also outside of attending the NBA All-Star. There's some walking tours I want to go on. And, you know, there's been some sightseeing and some things that I want to do. I want to do some tourist things, checking out some things. So whatever I can just plan. I like to be spontaneous, but I like to plan. So plan out my itinerary. So not a minute is, I won't say, I know not a minute will be wasted, but where I will just be active and getting rest also, but also enjoying myself and enjoying other company and others also. So that'll be the topic on tomorrow. So I'm going to conclude the show. I want to talk a little bit more about the game and also the Golden Globes. Now, on yesterday's show, we talked about the nominees and some predictions. On yesterday, I watched The Great Gatsby on Demand Comcast. I've been planning on seeing it. I had watched it at theater, but I had watched it yesterday. Pretty a good film, pretty abstract, you know, very abstract. I like that. I dig abstract things. I need to watch it again, but it was really good. There's some more movies that I need to see. And, Jared Leto. I had talked to him on Twitter. I missed his performance on Ellen on Friday. And there's a documentary out regarding his band's experience with their record company, the lawsuit. And so I love the trailer. I had been hearing about this documentary. And when I checked out the trailer, I was like, oh, my God, that is awesome. So I'm going to be watching that real soon. So if you follow him on Twitter, if you don't know how to rent or buy his film, he has information provided on Twitter. And I retweeted it also. So can't wait to see that because that's what we need to see more of, the behind experiences of our favorite bands, the mainstream, indie, underground, whatever. So that is really interesting to see the process, the ups and downs of what our favorite musicians and celebrities experience. So cannot wait to see that. But it's almost time to conclude the show, so I guess I will go ahead and send best wishes out to the Golden Globe nominees and the producers and the hosts, co-hosts of the program, Amos Poehler and Tina Fey. And I just wish everyone the best. I hope 2014 is treating you right, treating you good. We all have our ups and downs, but I hope that the flow is going really pretty good for you for 2014 in you and your life. Thank you, listeners worldwide, friends, Ebony Empress, Sexy India, the whole show I like. I retweeted. I thought I was going to get a chance to listen to her brunch show, but I didn't. So hopefully I get a chance to listen to her next broadcast. I have to keep my ears and eyes open. But thank you again for your love and for your support. And network with me online, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm loving Vine. I haven't posted a Vine yet. Well, just a practice Vine, but not a Vine. I watch the tutorials, follow the instructions, and just like video, like my netbook. But I'm loving Vine. There's so many amazing videos that I have been sharing and reading and putting on Facebook and Twitter. It's amazing. So I need to really get creative with my vines, I see, also. So I love vine. That's just amazing. Some amazing talent out there. There's a group, but there's a couple who just amazed me. They're called Us, the Duo. Amazing couple. I like that. I like their vine videos. Pretty hot. But again, thank you. You can email me at KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. That call flu might be gone, but you probably can hear my voice sound kind of different because I have a mouth ache now. Because I have a dental situation. I need to see my dentist. So some of you might say, well, she sounds kind of weird or like a mouth hurt. And if you said that, then it's true because my mouth does hurt.